the powerful purgatory mystic Venerable Mother Francis of the Blessed Sacrament teaches us three amazing things for us to help the souls in purgatory more, as well as avoid going to purgatory altogether. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, you may have heard of her, Venerable Mother Francis of the Blessed Sacrament, in the book by Tan Books, Purgatory. However, the original writings are all in Spanish, and this is a purgatory mystic from around the 1500s. She was a discalced Carmelite, and she would have hundreds, if not thousands, of apparitions of souls in purgatory. They would often come to her in the middle of the night. They would usually have very small requests. They would tell her some of their faults so that she could more effectively pray for them. Now, I picked three particular stories, and after each one, I will kind of give some commentary. At midnight appeared a religious of our habit who had died, with moans saying, "Don't be afraid. I'm in the sufferings of purgatory for excessive affection towards another religious, and this had caused disquiet with the other nuns. I also had many faults with the responsibilities of religious life and for being dissatisfied with the life that I had. Entrust me to God and let others know that there is much need to sprinkle holy water over graves. The faults in our religious houses currently have to do with obedience, poverty, and self-will. May Jesus be with you." Then she disappeared. So here is a powerful and yet simple reminder that we need to use holy water more. If we understood the power of holy water, we would use it all the time to bless ourselves, to drive away evil, to bless ourselves, to drive away sickness, to be used in our homes. So this is something that we should use on a daily basis. We should not take it for granted. If it's possible for you to get holy water that has been exorcised, that would be better. Now, when a priest blesses holy water, there's a simple blessing, and that holy water should be effective. However, there's a longer blessing where you exorcise the salt and the holy water, and then you mix them. This is the holy water that would be used in exorcisms. However, in the old rites, it used to be blessed this way all the time. So you may want to check with your local priest if that's the type of holy water that's there. Now, if you ask them this and they look at you like you're crazy, then you probably should go get holy water at a different church. This is preferably the type of holy water that you should take to cemeteries, pray there at cemeteries, and sprinkle it liberally over the graves, invoking God's blessing and knowing the relief that it brings them spiritually. The next story. Another soul appeared and said, "Don't be afraid. I'm a soul in purgatory that you know. I come to tell you to remember me because I am in great need." I asked why he was there. "Because I played too much and I made promises that I didn't keep. I had much impatience, but since these weren't mortal sins, I didn't confess them. I ask you to ask those that own my house that they may have masses said for me. May Jesus be with you." Two things there. We should confess not only our mortal sins, but our venial sins, because when we bring them to confession, we bring them literally to Calvary, where all graces flow, where the blood of Jesus covers everything. And so when we bring them to confession, we will spend significantly less time in purgatory for those sins, or perhaps no time at all. Therefore, confess all your mortal sins, all your venial sins in confession, and even your faults, everything, because more grace will cover them there than if you just confess them to God alone. Another thing, and there was a little trick there. Did you see that? Whenever we move into our house, we need to pray for those that have lived there before. For instance, in this house, there was a couple who lived here who passed away. Have masses said for those who have ever lived in your house. If you buy a house, consider it your responsibility to pray for the previous owners. This isn't just an act of charity. It's a responsibility that God places on us. And if we do so, guess what will happen when we die? Those that move into houses where we have lived, God will inspire them to pray for us. He will grant us the grace of having a devout Catholic move into our house, and he will grant the grace for them to know somehow that we are in purgatory and that we need masses said for us. If you do that now, God will have it happen in the future for you. Mark my words on that one. The next story. A soul appeared that was a supporter of the convent. She appeared on the feast of St. Agnes a year after her death, horrible and frightening, looking like embers on fire. She asked to have a person forgive her, someone that she had falsely testified against in a certain matter, that this would bring her relief. I asked if she confessed these things. She said she had, but that it was done very late, and for her husband to have masses said for her, and that her good works had served to bring her relief. There's a lot of little teachings there, so maybe it's more than just three things that we're going to be learning. One is that it is important for us to have people forgive us, that this will bring us relief when we're in purgatory. And for those that are in purgatory, if you have a loved one in purgatory, to forgive them. This releases more grace in our life and in their lives. We need to forgive everyone. Forgiveness grants relief to those that are in purgatory. So before you die, make sure everyone forgives you, and anyone that's died that you've ever loved, forgive them. It's important. It might be keeping them in purgatory. Also, we should confess things as soon as possible. Makes sense. The remnants of those sins, they have an effect on us. You don't want that having an effect on you and your soul. You want it cleansed as soon as possible. Another thing is a reminder for those of you whose spouses have died. You're responsible for having masses said for them. Remember, I made a video some time ago that you should have a conversation with your spouse, not just about your will, but about how many masses do you want said when you die. That this should be clear, where you tell your spouse, hey, when I die, please have 30 masses said for me, please have 60, etc. And that we fulfill those obligations, we fulfill those promises that we make to each other. And lastly, knowing that every good work that we do, every act of charity that we offer on behalf of others, will serve to bring us relief when we're in purgatory. My friends, many things to learn from this beautiful mystic. More will be shared in the future. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.